me start this morning with a story. At a prestigious gala for a famous king, the city's elite gathered in their best attire, awaiting his arrival. As security focuses on the front, a man who looks like a homeless enters through the kitchen and sits in the back. Guests ask him to leave for ruining the aesthetic. At the end of the night, a voice announces, "The king has been here all evening." People were very surprised. Suddenly, the man who looks like a homeless stands up. He didn't sit at the head table because he wanted to see who would recognize him when he had nothing to give. My brother, my sister, today we look at Isaiah and the Gospel of Matthew, highlighting how God's identity is revealed in those we overlooked. Let's start with the tension of our first reading. The people in Isaiah's time were frustrated. They were fasting and praying and fasting, yet they felt God was not noticing. Isaiah explains the reason. Although they were fasting, they continued to exploit workers and engage in disputes. According to God, the fast he desires is not simply abstaining from food, but rather freeing people from injustice. So worship without justice is just noise, pure noise. Today, we see the need to break the bonds of injustice. We see this in our own neighborhoods. Based on recent data from the Federal Reserve, an independent analysis, as of early 2025 and into 2026, the wealthiest 10% of the U.S. households held 67.2% of the nation's total wealth, while the bottom 50% held just 2.5%. When we talk about to break the bonds of injustice, we are talking about to addressing issues like the food insecurity, which affects 1 in 7 Americans. In today's gospel, both the sheep and the goats ask, "Lord, when did we see you?" Jesus doesn't say, "When you helped them, it was like helping me." No, he didn't say that. He says, "When you helped them, you did it to me." While some people often seek God within cathedrals or amazing places, Jesus encourages us to find him among those in prisons, in hospitals, in nursing facilities, or people waiting in food banks. Listen this. Over 1.9 million people are currently incarcerated in the United States. About 60% of nursing home residents have no regular visitors. Historically, those without means were buried in unmarked graves. Today, my brothers and sisters, even people who once had jobs and families can go unclaimed after death. And I saw that while I was a chaplain working at Andy Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. Estimates suggest 2% to 4% of annual death in the United States, up to 148,000 people, are now unclaimed. I am so happy that some hospitals offer No One Dies Alone programs, which may be an option for volunteer work. By supporting them, we not only help others, but also find healing ourselves, becoming sources of hope and renewal. You and I, we can become keepers of hope. How? I offer to you four practical steps to help us to move from word to action. Are you ready to hear that? Number one, take a moment and count to five before engaging with someone who seems challenging or overlooked. Silently say, "This is the face of Jesus." Acknowledge their divine dignity before you speak. Whether it's a person experiencing homelessness or a difficult family member. By witnessing to the God-given dignity of every person, including the migrants and refugees, documented or undocumented in our midst, we pave the way for an approach rooted in mercy, justice, and the common good. That was the first. The second, I call this the true fast audit. I will explain to you. Go over your calendar and bank statement. Reflect by asking yourself, are my actions putting unexpected pressure on others? Then act. Give up one luxury this week. Use that specific time or money to support a local ministry or a neighbor in need. Third, identify one forgotten space. Our communities have over 650,000 people experiencing homelessness. 40% of them are working but cannot afford a roof. Then act. Visit a food pantry this month. Go not as a hero, but as someone looking to meet Jesus. Number four, strive to break the chains of injustice. My brothers and sisters, there is a massive racial wealth gap. Median white household wealth is, listen, $285,000 compared to $44,900 for African American households. And if I tell you about Latinos, it's another story. These are the breaches Isaiah called us to repair. Then act. There is a simple step you can take. in addition to other ideas you may have in mind. Reach out to someone outside your gate. Invite someone to a meal who doesn't look or live like you. Breaking bread turns a stranger into a sibling. Finally, in the economy of God, there is no such thing as a nobody. Every person is a holy sight. The true fast is not about what we give up. It's about who we let in. Let's be people whose light shines because we reconnect Jesus in those around us. Let's be keepers of hope. And the people of God say,
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we really want to be keepers of hope. We really want to practice and put in action your word. Help us to see the need in others, not to judge, but to love. In Jesus' name, Amen. Please stand to sing.